So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We are so glad that you can be here with us tonight as we gather together to worship and praise our God in song, to lift one another up, and to edify one another. We especially appreciate our guests who are with us. We know that we have several from all over the country, and we appreciate you taking time in the middle of the week to spend an evening of praise with us. Brother John Kilgore from Alief, Texas, is going to be leading us tonight for most of our singing. In just a moment, Benjamin Payne will be leading us in a song, but Brother Kilgore will be leading our thoughts for most of the evening, and he'll have some words to say in just a moment to explain that. I'm going to kick things off with a prayer, and then at the appropriate time, Brother Kilgore is going to call on Andrew Roberts from Columbia, Tennessee. He works with the Jackson Heights congregation there, and he will lead us in a prayer. And at the conclusion of the assembly, Brother Rob Spear from Burksville, Kentucky, who works with the Christian Chapel congregation in that area, will be leading us in our closing prayer at the end of the assembly. Again, want to thank you for being here with us and invite you to lift up your voices and to edify one another as we praise our God. Would you please bow with me? Glorious Father in heaven, you are the great and awesome God, and we offer up sacrifices of praise to you. And we pray that what we do here tonight brings honor and glory to you, that it pleases you and magnifies you. We pray that you would strengthen the voice of our brother John and our brother Benjamin as they lead us in song, that they can lead us in ways that will honor and glorify you with new and greater strength. Father, we pray that what we do here tonight is about you and not about the congregation here as the ones who are hosting this assembly, but rather is about your praise and honor and glory. And we see this as a foretaste of the time together with you for all eternity. Father, we praise your name and we thank you for this opportunity. Through your Son Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Good evening. Delighted to be with you tonight. Our first song title says, "We have come into his house." The scriptures teach us that we are the household of God. We are his people. We are the temple in which we worship God. And so we have come into his house together to worship him. We're going to do several things tonight. We're going to read from the scriptures. We're going to obviously sing. I'm going to make a few comments about it. And we're going to attempt to worship. There's a distinction that I make between singing and song worship. I don't want us to sing tonight. I want us to worship. And in order to worship, we have to engage our minds, understanding the words. We have to allow the meaning of those words to affect us emotionally. And with the combination of these two things, we want it to empower our will to make changes, to do things that possibly we're not doing yet, or to continue to do the things that we are doing. True worship changes you. Singing can be a lot of fun, especially if you're a singer. But it won't necessarily change you. We want to worship tonight. I've tried to select songs with the help of Joe and Benjamin that you know. Hopefully we've met that test. The first obstacle that we have to overcome in song worship is the song. And you can't be stumbling over the song, not knowing it, and truly worship. So I've tried to select songs that you know or that you could quickly sing with everyone. Now, when I lead, look, pick up the beat. I will not be able to overpower all of your singing. I don't even want to. I want to join you, so you look. Don't rely upon the sound of my voice to follow the song so that we can all do it together. So look up. You've got the screen. Just make sure you find the beat, and we'll do well. We have come into his house to gather in his name to worship him. Let's do that right now. Benjamin?
We have come to his house, gathered in his name to worship him.
Christians. You know, there are two challenges or struggles that all of us have. It is the flesh versus the spirit, which is an everyday battle with the war within each of us. Flesh versus the spirit. But I say, walk by the spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. I heard Weldon Warnock many years ago describe this as two dogs that are fighting within us. You ever felt that? Which one is going to win? It's the dog you feed. We have come in here to feed our spiritual side, that we might be able to win this battle. And then there is the ritual versus real worship challenge. You know it, don't you? You walk into the assembly hall, flip the automatic worship switch, and just sit down and cruise to the end. Never really engaging the mind, engaging the emotions, and engaging the will. And when we say our mind and our emotions and our will, we're talking about each and every one of us. Because that's what makes up our spirit. That's how you worship in spirit. He said you worship with your mind, your understanding, and it causes you to feel maybe guilt. Maybe joy, maybe regret, maybe determination to feel. I don't think that ultimately you can just worship God and never feel. It's to move us. Songs are designed to move us. The lyrics or the words are there to teach us and to storm the mind so that we understand. And these thoughts are moving. But the tune, what does it do? It gives us the emotion. If you doubt me, go to a movie sometime and just listen to the background music that they choose to undergird the scene. Da 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 da. Oh, that's ominous. Verses alike. So in good song worship, we use both. We use the words and we use the tune to help us with the emotion. And of course, the words will also suggest our emotion as well. So we don't want to just go through the motions. We want to engage our mind, our emotions, and our will. And we ask, how can song worship help us to win both of these battles? Well, by being the sacrifice of our lips. We have an altar. Edwin read it. Let's read it again. I want to make 3 points about it. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. We have a privilege that they could not have. You, as a Christian, as a disciple of Christ, have a privilege that other people simply do not have. We are privileged priests. We've come into this house as privileged priests to offer up our sacrifices. Further, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin, are burned outside the camp. Remember, they were sin. Get it out of the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Literally, outside the gate of Jerusalem. Figuratively, outside of Judaism. Outside of the culture of his day. Outside of convention. So, since he did that, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. So we're privileged priests going outside the camp. Now, what does that mean to us? Young people, so many in the audience, I'm delighted you're here. Do you fit in this culture? Do you fit in at the public high school where you are, junior school or whatever? You finding it a little difficult to always fit in? Good. You never will. Not if you're going to be a Christian. We have to be willing to be different. We have to be willing to go outside the camp. Because you see, we're headed for another place. Where really there is home. So we've come here to, if you will, to be recharged so that we can fight this battle of going outside the camp. And worship can help us do that. And then he says, for here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. We're seeking. We're seekers. We're truth seekers. Put it all together. We have come in this house today, privileged priest, outside the camp, seeking him, wanting to know him in all of his aspects, wanting our spirit to be molded to be like his, to have the power that he had to live above sin so that we might imitate that as well. Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. There are two areas of sacrifice in this text. They are praising God, the fruit of thankful lips. That is called a sacrifice. But also it is doing good and sharing. And they're both sacrifices that we offer up to God. But what does the word sacrifice mean? If I were to ask you, what's your understanding of what a sacrifice is? Several years ago, I would have said, well, that's something you give up. Until our resident, he's an elder in our church, our resident logophile and wordsmith said, there's more to it than that, John. Well, what is it? Sacrifice. Sacri. Does that ring a bell? Sacred. Does that ring a bell? It is a compound word of two words. First, sacred, plus to make. It means to make sacred. To make something sacred to the Lord. If you will, making something sacred or holy, or something, setting something apart to God and for God, or if you allow me, dedicating something to the service of God. Dedicating. I'm suggesting that we're going to dedicate some songs tonight that we're going to sing, and we're going to dedicate them to God, to others, and to ourselves. Dedicating. Or if you will, this is dedicated to the one I love. You remember that old Shirelle number back in 1961? I'm sure a lot of you remember that. Or maybe you picked it up when it was revised by the Mamas and the Papas in 1967. This is dedicated to the one I love. That's what I want us to do tonight. Let's dedicate these songs to the ones we love, to our Lord, to one another, and to ourselves or to myself. You see, we're going to speak to the Lord. And we're going to, in our minds, say, Lord, this is for you. This is what I think about you. This is what I feel about you. This is what I will decide to do with my life because of you. And then we're going to speak and dedicate to one another. And you know, to make it even more personal and real, if you just want to put a face on that dedication, that'd be good too in your mind. If you don't mind, I solicit that maybe my name will be in your dedication. I need all the help I can get, all the encouragement. Dedicate to one another. Then we got to dedicate some songs to ourselves. We need help in living the Christian life. So, dedicated to our Lord by praising and giving Him thanks. Our God, He is alive.
Thank you.
strength. I stand in awe. Let's do that if you can, please. These words remind me of saying things that are so wonderful, so beautiful, so profound, that you say them with an energy of almost, how can it be? How can it be? You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words.
Your name.
And then dedicated to our Lord a song asking for help. And you say, John, how is it praising the Lord to ask Him to help you? Often our prayers are what I call gimme prayers. Lord, give me this, give me this, give me this, and I need this, and give me this, and give me this. The Lord, in the model prayer, in the Lord's prayer, started first of all with the things of the Lord, things of God. He knows we have needs. But I'll tell you how asking God to help you is praising Him. Parents, how do you feel when your young ones come to you and say, Daddy, will you help me with this? Mama, I'd like your advice on this. How do you feel? And our great God is honored when we have the confidence and the trust to go to Him and ask Him for help. Because it shows that we believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He's a good giving God, a good gifts giving God. And He wants to give them to us. But He knows that we need to depend upon Him to ask. So, O thou fount of every blessing. I want you to note the way the song is contoured. O thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing. See, it's coming down. The line is always coming down. God is just showering down upon us all of these gifts. So let's thank Him for that.
Mercy, never cease.
you catch it? What binds us to Him? What are the fetters that hold us to Him? It's His goodness. For many of us, and I've worked for many years with young people and been so privileged to be a part of them coming to the Lord and discussing it with them before they are baptized. It was so in my life at 14. I decided to follow the Lord because I didn't want to go to hell. And that's a good motivation. But you don't get all the way to heaven running from hell. We need to switch over and allow that love that we have for Him. It's like a child who obeys his parents because he's afraid of getting a whipping. At some point, the parents want the child to obey them because he loves them. And so does God. So the goodness of God binds us to Him. Now let's just tell the Lord how much we need Him in this song. Watch me on the chorus. I draw out a few words. You're doing so good watching.
And after this, we're going to have a prayer. So, pray this. The one who's going to pray, receiving prayer, pray this.
Bow. Our great God, Almighty, Heavenly Father, Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you that by your grace we can come together in this place and humbly and joyfully offer songs of praise to your glory. For we know you are there, that you are alive. In you we live and move and we have our being. You are our strength. You are our joy. And Father, we are in awe that you should make us, that you should love us, that you should redeem us by Jesus Christ, the sacrifice and his gospel. Thank you, God, so much. Thank you that we can come to you, Father, in prayer with thanksgivings for all that you've bestowed upon us. But to know, Father, that when we are in need, we can turn to you. When we are broken, we find in you healing, that it all comes from you. Teach us, Father, to remember our dependence on you, to not be too proud or to think we go too far on our own, but that we need to be near you, near the cross, every hour, every day. And so thank you, Father, for this time to remind us again, to teach us that you're worthy of our praise. You give us our life, and we would give it to you in sacrifice, all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, brother. Our thanks to our brother for such a focused and meaningful prayer. Thank you. Dedicated to one another. We're not just one person. We could praise God at home by ourselves. And probably we ought to do more of it than we do. But we have come here, and one of the unique features of being together is that we could talk to one another and help one another. God designed that we should be in families, local churches, that we could receive the stimulation and the encouragement to be stimulated to love and good works. And through our song worship, we could do that. And we can offer our second area of sacrifice, doing good and sharing. Doing good and sharing. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. One of the great privileges we have is being in a family where love is exchanged and expressed and care is taken over each individual soul. God doesn't want us to lose a one. And I pray to God, as I have every reason to believe, because I know of many of you here, that's what's going on here. May it increase and may it continue. May it go on everywhere in every local church, that people take care of one another. And one of the ways that we can minister to one another is singing to one another. So it's time to dedicate to one another singing a common love. The descant will sing when we repeat this. So ladies, Get ready.
No, so.
Then some of us are not young any longer. That's long past for me. I wouldn't go back a day. I like this picture. Wonder how long they've been together, serving one another. I think they're married. Maybe they're just friends. To care for one another and to serve one another. Doing good and sharing. My young friends, everything that God has given you, give it away. Give it away. That is my goal in life. I don't want anything left when I'm in the coffin. Because I'm not going to be there anyway. And neither will you. May the last check bounce. You want to stand and sing this with me? To dedicate some songs to ourselves. We come into the assembly with all kinds of cares and needs. And some of them, brethren, it's just you and God. Our brethren can help in many, many ways. But you can't do my work for me, and I can't do your work for you. And so we need to speak to ourselves at these times of worship. We need to feed our spirits. Remember, which dog wins? It's the one you feed. And we want to feed the spiritual side of us so that we can win the battle. Over what? The works of the flesh, sexual sins, immorality, impurity, sensuality, religious sins, idolatry, sorcery. These are common among us in our world as it was in the world of the New Testament. And social sins, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy. Long list. Basically, it's problems with other people. Problems with people. And I know some people, they say, you know, I'd be glad to be a member of that church if it didn't have any people in it. The fastest growing demographic group among religious people are those who are spiritual, but not religious. And I think I know why. They don't want responsibility toward other people. But that doesn't work. We need others. We need to be accountable to others. We need help. These things are real and they are powerful. And we're not done. Partying sins, drunkenness, orgies. And in case we think there's an exhaustive list, he concludes it with, and things like these. If ever you get hung up, say, well, I don't see where that is condemned in Scripture. Well, is it like any of these? Is it like them? It's condemned. And then, how do we overcome this works of the flesh? With the fruit, singular, of the Spirit. See, that's what we've come here to rejuvenate. That's what we've come here to stimulate. That's what we've come here to be reminded of and taught and stimulated and encouraged to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. It's familiar, isn't it? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Have you ever noticed that there are not a whole lot of hymns about envy? There are not a whole lot of hymns about fornication. But there's a whole lot of hymns about love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. Why? These are the antidote. This is how we get better. This is the ammunition we need. And so, dedicated to myself, feeding my spirit. So let's sing, Light the Fire. Now in verse 2, we're going to sing verse 1 and verse 2. Now verse 2 is not in your book. Because me and a friend of mine, we wrote it. We didn't like the wording of the second hymn, so we wrote another one. So that's the difference. So watch that when we get to verse 2. It's a great old favorite. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. We don't use the word fraught much, but it just means through and through, completely in it. So let's sing, He leadeth me. Benjamin, why don't you come lead this one? sacrifice of our lips. When I was a teen, I listened to a radio station that had a program where you could call in and dedicate a song. Do they still do that? I don't know. The requested songs were dedications to a friend or family member, often a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Each song that was dedicated was usually chosen because of some lyric, some words that said what the person wanted to say to that loved one or ex-loved one. It was easy to tell what was being communicated, whether love or sometimes disdain. Love me tender, love me true. For you Elvis Presley fans. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. What do we want to dedicate to the Lord? What do we want to tell him? What do we want to dedicate to others? What do we want to dedicate to ourselves? Lord, help us to give ourselves as a living sacrifice. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. For you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, that we may present the fruit of our lips. We're going to sing this song, Victory in Jesus, verses 1 and 3. Arguably, one of the greatest invitation songs, as we normally style these, ever written. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. I then obeyed his blessed command and won the victory. Is anybody here who wants to do that tonight? Or maybe you've been made to think about something in your life that you need to make right. Don't put it off. It may not require some public action. More likely, in most cases, it means going to that brother or sister or that husband or that wife or that parent and saying, will you please forgive me? Will you help me? I didn't mean to do that to you. Or will you help me be stronger the next time? I'm struggling with my mouth or with my body or with my mind. And anyway, this song speaks to your heart. Will you come as we're standing and as we're singing?
I was exceedingly happy in the middle of that assembly because my last check did bounce. Just kidding. Marita's going to be mad at me for that one. That's not true. That was just a joke. So glad that you could be out here tonight, looking out and seeing many familiar faces and many new faces. We appreciate all of you being with us, especially our guests. If you're from the community, we will be back here on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for Bible classes that we have for all ages, including adults. And then at 10 o'clock for an assembly of worship and a time for us to honor God and learn from Him. And so we hope that you can be back with us. If you're not from the community, we'll still be doing that. And if you're in town, feel free to join us at that time as well. I'm going to read a scripture to you, and then Brother Rob Spear is going to lead us in a prayer, after which we're going to be dismissed. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties upon Him because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To Him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.